Yes, two main factors I think go together. One is the general expansion of print culture, but that of course was actually dependent not only on technological advance, but also on increased literacy. And so you have a much higher proportion of both men and increasingly women who were able to read and who wanted to read things that were actually accessible to them. And again, one has to think of the fact that a great deal of previous literature had been written for a very elite audience, and that very substantial works in size, such as novels, tended to be, were something that you had a new audience for in the 18th century. And yet, at the same time, you wouldn't want to over-exaggerate the extent of that audience. By modern standards, novels, even the most successful novels that have come down and are still read today, actually had really very small print runs. The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, for instance, the first two volumes, had a print run of only 500 or so. That increased to somewhere in the region of 5,000, 4,000 to 5,000 with later installments of the book. But even 5,000 is quite a small figure. And one of the reasons for that is that novels were still an expensive consumer item. Novels were not things that ordinary working people would have been able to buy, certainly not when they first came out. They were just too expensive. Probably the cost of a decently paid labourer's weekly wage. So you have to imagine buying a novel is the same as spending all your weekly pay on a novel, and very, very few people are going to do that. And yet, at the same time, there's an audience that is developing for this, so that within 12 months of its first publication, Defoe's Robinson Crusoe was being published in installments in a newspaper. And of course, where you get a newspaper, you have a very reduced cost. You also have the possibility of many people reading it. And so you increase your audience in that way. Reading aloud was something that people did in the 18th century still, and there's a lot of documentary evidence of this being done. Parents who might themselves not be literate or no more than very barely functionally literate, we know enjoyed hearing stories, sometimes novels, read aloud to them by their children, because they took pride and pleasure in the fact that their children could read, whereas they couldn't. And we also have well-documented stories of very public readings of novels. One of the most famous is the story of Samuel Richardson's Pamela being read at the blacksmith shop at Slough, then a small village. And at the point in the story where Pamela, having successfully resisted the attempts at seduction of her master, finally marries him, the entire village is supposed to have gone off to the local church to ring the church bells in celebration. So you have a genuinely popular audience that was not the traditional audience for literature.